What's the more appalling comic book? Marvel's swimsuit issues? Or Marvel's Billy Ray Cyrus comic book?
Pick a side, stupid.
Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
All right. Sweet. Well, thanks for coming out. I'm excited to be here tonight. We're talking about comic books, which is, it's something that I know nothing about. So if you are a comic book nerd, I'm sorry. This show is probably not going to get as in-depth as you would like.
Probably a good thing.
Okay. Most of the questions will probably have to do with Batman or Superman. Because those are the two comic book heroes that I've heard of. I'm going to tell you no jokes. Because I don't have any comic book jokes, guys. But for this special occasion, because we're talking comic books, I brought in a friend of mine who's a comic that has a couple jokes that relate. So everybody, please welcome the very funny PJ Weston.
Keep it going for Sean, who totally glossed over the fact that you got an applause break for I'm going to tell no jokes. Like, that was very telling of how this evening's going to go. So I am a comic book nerd. I'm really excited to be on this show because I love comic books. I think one of the best comic book superheroes of all time is Daredevil. If you don't know who Daredevil is a blind superhero. And not only does he overcome his blindness, he uses it to his advantage. I think that's really cool. I think that's super inspiring. I think it's hilarious that blind people can't appreciate comic books at all. On any level. It's a story told with pictures. There's nothing they can do with that. It's like writing a song for your deaf girlfriend. Why would you put in the effort for something they will not appreciate? I feel bad for Daredevil because I feel like when he was setting out to be a superhero, he was probably telling all of his friends. And he was like, yeah, guys, listen, I'm blind, right? But I can see through echolocation, and I'm a dark Avenger of the night. So clearly I'm going to call myself Batman. What do you mean there's already a guy? Well, what's his superpower? It can't be nothing. It cannot. I'm just going to call myself Batman too. What's he going to do? Sue me? Well, how rich is he? The worst thing about Daredevil, I think, that I feel really bad. I don't know if you know that much about Daredevil, but his job is to defend the slums of Hell's Kitchen. And Hell's Kitchen, if you don't know, is a terrible neighborhood in New York in the 1970s. Have you been there lately? It's lovely. No one on the show tonight could afford to live in Hell's Kitchen. I don't know what his job is at this point. I imagine it's mostly bursting into coffee shops like, this isn't fair trade! I like Daredevil, but I wasn't thrilled with the second season of Netflix because they teamed him up with The Punisher. Do you know who The Punisher is? If you don't know who The Punisher is, he's a guy with a van and a lot of guns, which isn't so much a superhero as one of the main problems in America right now. It's not even unrealistic. Like, you watch the show, it's like, oh, did you hear? The Punisher killed 30 mob bosses last night. It's like, yeah, really? Was it because women wouldn't date nice guys like him? Was that the issue? All right, that's all I wanted to... I'll let Sean get the show rolling.
Hey, that's PJ Weston, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to always see somebody with the prepared set playing right into the hands of what we're talking about that evening. Now, let's see a bunch of people that haven't prepared shit talk about questions they don't know are coming.
Yeah.
All right.
But first, let's go over the rules.
In the first round, both people get 1 minute. In the second round, each person gets 30 seconds. I announce a winner at the end. I am the only judge. When I am right, I want you guys to cheer. Yeah, like that. And when you disagree with my decision... That's exactly what you should do when you don't agree with my decision, is boo. But at no point in time after decision should you be silent. Got it? Cool.
All right, let's kick off this debate with Corey Saunders and Anthony Massa.
Okay, Corey, do you want to go first or second?
My name is Anthony.
Anthony is going first, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Your question is from Jacob Noble. Woo! Yeah. Jacob asks, would you rather own every comic book in the world, have every one of them in your possession, or have a girlfriend?
First off, good question. Now, is this from birth? Because if I've had a girlfriend already, been there, done that, there's a lot of stories about X-Men that I haven't read. I love my girlfriend. Comic books are worth a lot someday. This is recorded on a podcast. My girlfriend. Yeah. I love my girlfriend.
Pick a side. It's the name of the show.
And it's called Pick a Side Stupid.
I was being nice just now.
Girlfriend, gotta keep the girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that was probably a good choice.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna make him argue that he doesn't want a girlfriend. Well played, Anthony.
So for all you listeners out there in Radio Land, who didn't just see the purse fall out of my mouth. I'll be your token homosexual. And I have to say, should I have a collection of every comic book ever, that would make me interesting and maybe more guys would want to fuck. Just saying.
Anthony, you have 30 seconds. Good
so
luck.
Let me say, love blinds. I wasn't thinking straight. And now I can't read comic books anymore. You know, having a girlfriend is like, you know, you're building a relationship. And it's like, you're going to be with someone, you know, hopefully for a long time. Whoops!
Comic books can't nag at you and withhold pussy.
All right, I'm going to hand the win to Corey Saunders. Thank you for playing, Anthony.
I don't think
either of
them were thinking
straight. Next up, could we please have J.J. Buckland? All right. Corey, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Second. All right. JJ, your question. It's another one from Ted Pettingell.
Hello.
Ted asks, would you rather drink away your problems like Tony Stark or punch them away like Bruce Wayne?
I would definitely drink them away like Tony Stark, because I don't know a lot about comic books, but I know that I have very weak fists. If I'm punching anything away, it's going to be my knuckles.
They're just going to fall right out of my skin. I already know what it's like to drink all my pain away. I do it every single night. And if I was able to do that and then also build a bunch of really like cool machinery or at least have the money to buy it, I have only the idea of Iron Man, like what I've learned from Robert Downey Jr. I've never read a comic book. I would have fucking nailed that other one, though. I never even met you, and I totally would have had that.
So I punched my problems away. One, because assault and battery is less jail time than OUI. But also, like, maybe if I started beating people up, less people would call me ma'am.
I feel like you and I have similar problems. And I'm a baritone. Just as much as I've never read a comic book, I have never thrown a punch. And I think that somehow I'd embarrass myself more by trying to punch somebody than blacking out on all kinds of alcohol and pulling my pants down and showing everybody my dick.
Well, and also, like, punching people lets people know that you don't have a small dick.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Corey Saunders.
Thank you for playing, TJ.
Sometime.
Next up. I like that everybody was fine with the Punisher joke. But a dick out joke, people are like, bad taste. All right. Next up, could we please have Joe Palmer? Corey, would you like to go first or second?
Let's keep it going. I've got a good thing going. Let's go second.
Second. Okay. Joe, your question is from Zach Jones. He asks, who is more powerful, Batman or Bruce Wayne?
Well, this is just like pure science. Batman is obviously more powerful because he keeps kryptonite in his utility belt. And he makes like bat gloves to punch Superman in his stupid super face. Also, Batman's like way smarter than Superman. Superman was tricked into. I'm sorry, Bruce Wayne. Fuck! I had one beer. I'm taking Batman, and I'm gonna make it up in 30 seconds next time.
Okay, so Bruce Wayne is a rich motherfucker. And rich men, rich white men, control the government right now. So, obvi, he's more powerful.
Okay, but still, Batman's more powerful than Superman. And Superman would snap Bruce Wayne in half. So, by the transitive property, Batman snaps Bruce Wayne in half. It's math.
But here's a story. Batman doesn't have any superpowers, which means that it's the same Bruce Wayne body, but he doesn't flaunt his cash. Bruce Wayne's out there like, I have nice suits, I can get whatever pussy I want, I control the government. And he has nothing to do with fucking Superman.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Joe Palmer.
They love you. They love you. Nice job, Corey. All right, next up, could we please have Don Rice? Okay. Joe, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. This is literally the only question I did any research for. Yeah. I found out, I just Googled worst comics of all time. So what I want from you guys, I want you to tell me which one of these comics are the worst to ever be made. And these are real things that were made. The internet says so. So it must be true. All right, what's the more appalling comic book? Marvel's Swimsuit Issues? Or Marvel's Billy Ray Cyrus comic book?
Okay, I'm going to go with the swimsuit because Billy Ray is a hero. Billy Ray is America's national treasure. He brought us Miley Cyrus and swimsuits. I don't want to see Squirrel Girl in a swimsuit because she's got a fucking tail. A squirrel tail. And that's yucky. I don't want a squirrel swimsuit, like Playboy issue. That's yuck. Here you go, Don.
Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition exists in reality. So I guess don't go ruining women in real life for yourself. For sure, the Billy Ray Cyrus comic is the most offensive thing I've ever heard of. No one needs to celebrate country music. Even less do we need to celebrate someone who's not even any good at it. The only thing Billy Ray Cyrus did was bestow Miley Cyrus upon the world. Hey, thanks. Boy, did you spice up Coachella for a bunch of 20-year-olds. Let's make a comic book about it.
Don't break my heart, my achy, breaky, fuck swimsuits. Quoted by Billy Ray Cyrus in 1995, Year of Our Lord. Billy Ray Cyrus in a swimsuit would be the only good thing about Marvel's swimsuit issue of commotion going on the right side of the bar. They're on my team, Don, and they're bigger than both of us.
Which is for sure why they love the swimsuits and would agree, fuck Billy Ray Cyrus if it means bestowing upon them women in swimsuits. Tails or no? Billy Ray Cyrus, I could just go on about how terrible he is. Plaid, gross. Don't look at what I'm wearing. Just take my word for it. The beauty of an audio medium, for the most part. Billy Ray Cyrus also has really bad haircut and earrings. Inexcusable.
All right. I got to hand the win to Don Rice. Thank you for playing, Joe. Next up, could we please have Jacob Noble?
We always beat like this.
We always do.
All right.
We never talk off stage.
Don, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay. Pretty straightforward question here from Penny Oswin. It says, who would be better at stand-up comedy, the Joker or the Riddler?
From what I know about stand-up comedy recently, psychos win out. The Joker for sure. I'm surprised he isn't actually a stand-up comedian today. It seems as though someone could just adopt that personality and find success. Most people have just sans makeup. For sure, the Joker would be better than the Riddler because what does anyone hate more than a psycho is one-liners.
Some of our best comedians have been one-line comics. Some of the best. Not only that, he had better attire. Have you seen anyone rock a cane like he did? Question marks on a suit? I've never seen question marks on a suit to this day. Only one guy has ever pulled that off, and he would pull it off in every city in this country. Definitely the Riddler would be a better stand-up comic.
I can't help but think of that guy who wants to help you cheat the government out of money who wears his... I'm going to go ahead and say that like the only thing that the Riddler is doing well as a comic is nailing hack. The Joker has like some originality about himself. Wacky hair, dirty suit, maybe killed some people. Definitely guilty of sexual harassment at some level. He'll fit right the fuck in.
I didn't want to say this, but obviously the Joker's also guilty of killing himself.
the Riddler never killed himself. Maybe he's killing his personality and turning into a completely different person, but Jim Carrey is actually a comedian. I don't know any comedians who played the Joker, ever. Just sad actors.
That got sad
like
at the end.
Here. Wow.
All right, I'm going to hand the win to Don Rice. Laid on me. Okay, next up, could we please have PJ Weston?
Oh my God. I am taking this 1,000 times more seriously than everyone else in the room. And Cesar Romero was a comedian who played the Joker, all right? Come on.
Wait until you hear your question. Okay. Don, do you want to go first or second? Second, okay. PJ, would you rather own the Batmobile or the Invisible Jet?
Easily the Batmobile, because that is a way more versatile vehicle. It's got a lot of gadgets. It's got a lot of weird crap in it. Like, it can, like, depending on the... It can either shrink itself to fit through a narrow corridor for some reason, or it can, like, pancake a cop car. And with the jet, all you get is a plane you can't see, which you probably don't know how to fly. And also, where are you gonna... How are you gonna find it? Like, it's... Like, it's... No, that's the dumbest thing ever. You probably can't fly the damn thing. You're never gonna find where it is. You're never gonna be able to show it off to people. Yeah, Batmobile.
Aha. I am braggadocious and afraid of heights. I will take the invisible jet. And I will never stop bragging about it. You need a ride in my invisible jet? Sorry, it's in the invisible shop. Ran out of invisible oil. I do have an invisible jet, though. That is a fact. It's irrefutable. I never have to use it. Still got it, though. Also, never going to get a parking ticket.
All right, but based on that, then why wouldn't you just have a Batmobile and say, oh, I also have an invisible jet? Like, if that's your argument, we can all have invisible jets. Take the Batmobile, too.
The same reason why I'm never going to win Wheel of Fortune by my own choice. Taxes. How much do you think that thing costs? I don't know, because I'm not going to pay the taxes on it. IRS comes looking for the invisible jet. What invisible jet, IRS? I know not of what you speak.
Oh, do I get another one? No, that's the end of it, right?
You went second, right? Or did you go first?
He went first.
He went first? Okay. All right. In that case, I got to hand the word to Don Rice.
I hate you all.
They'll only let you get so far, Don, before they want to tear you down. Next up, could we please have Rick Canavan? Don, would you rather go first or second? Hi, Rick.
I am going to go first because I suspect Rick isn't going to take this seriously.
Okay. Who do you mind? You're not supposed to get the information until it's said out loud.
I'm not
Rick.
Looking at it.
Okay. Who is?
It's hard. Don. It's like when a TV's on at a bar. You have to look at it.
Can you look at Don instead of?
I'd love to.
Okay. Who is more powerful, the Hulk or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man for sure. At the end of the day, who is more desperate? The Hulk? Really wishing he was a man again? Or Peter Parker harnessing all of his prepubescent energy? Literally in Spider-Man Homecoming, Peter Parker stood up with a building on his shoulders. Every single time the Hulk wants to be the Hulk, he's trying not to be the Hulk. The Hulk wants to not be, like, the Hulk is harnessing his power to not be strong, is his thing. Peter Parker really wants to impress a girl. Gonna come up big.
Rick, you have 1 minute to make your case.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you again for the rules. And thank you, Don, for starting us off and the role that you've been on. I also would like to call attention to your T-shirt. Looks like someone wore a Journey shirt to the Journey concert. And as we all know, it's always cool. The Hulk is the Hulk. He wins. What the fuck? That's a bad question. All right.
You have 30 seconds, Don.
Yeah, I wore a Superman shirt to a comic book contest or a comic book debate. That's a powerful move by a man who knows powerful moves. Spider-Man. More powerful than the Hulk. For reasons I'm not very committed to, but have chosen to take the side of. I admit, in a pinch, I think that Spider-Man will pull it out. Underdog for life.
Spider-Man has died. Hulk has not. Have you read a comic book? Are you kidding me? He tries to kill himself all the time. He can't do it. Choose the fucking Hulk. He walks through the apron. Real American hits. People love the Hulk. All right. Thanks. Hey, I did it. I did it for real because you said I wasn't going to.
All right. I got to hand the win to Rick Canavan.
It's about fucking time, right, guys? It's about time.
All right. Next up, could we please have Jeremiah Broderick? Rick, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Great. All right. Your question is from Nate Chu. It says... who is more useless? We're going the opposite direction now. Which is the more useless superhero? Hawkeye or Green Arrow?
Hawkeye is clearly more useless than Green Arrow, okay? Both men own bows, which is useless unto itself, but one of them is super rich, which is the only power either one of them has.
Did you take a side on that? You took Hawkeye? Okay. All right. I have to recuse myself because I am an assistant executive producer on Arrow. So, I mean, I'm technically, if I do argue this, this is for the internet. I mean, I could lose my job, and that's what pays for my dog. So, it's not my house. That show's not great. All right. Thank you, everyone.
You have 30 seconds, Jeremiah.
I think it's telling that you can pay for a whole dog with what you make on Green Arrow. That's way more than what Hawkeye contributed. So,
you know what? Sean, you're one of my best friends. You knew about my job at Green Arrow, and you're making me do this, and it's not fair. It's not fucking fair, and you know it. It's not fair. You did this on purpose. I came here to have a good time. I always come here to have a good time. And you always set me up to fail. And it's not fair. It's not. Why are you laughing at this? This is really hard for me right now.
You have 30 seconds left. Time. All right, I got to hand the win to Jeremiah Broderick. Thank you for playing, Rick. Next up, could we please have Gloria Rose? All right, Jeremiah, do you want to go first or second?
I will go second.
All right. Gloria, your question is, what's a better reason to wear sunglasses at night? You're a blind lawyer? What? You're a blind lawyer? Or it prevents your eyes from destroying everything with lasers?
I don't know if anyone knows this, But if you're blind, you actually can't see the sun. Right? So you don't need the sunglasses. Right? But if your eyes destroy everything you look at, that piece of Ray-Ban glass and or plastic, I'm not really sure, is the one thing keeping your Thanksgiving from being incredible. But then here's the thing. If you have one incredible Thanksgiving, what are you going to do next year? So you keep the sunglasses on. Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Yeah, blind people can't see the sun. But have you ever seen a blind person's eyes? Super gross. Okay? Super gross. Okay? I would rather be torn apart by lasers than see somebody less fortunate than me. Thank you.
I was actually unaware of that fact because I've never looked anyone in the eyes. For safety reasons. Because you never know when they could kill you with their eyes and they just happen to left their sunglasses on an airplane in that little seat pocket. So be safe out there, people. Don't look at anyone. Thank you. No further questions.
Yeah. Lasers aren't real. That's what I'm going to go with. Lasers aren't real, but cloudy eyes can be super gross. So that's what I'm looking out for. Yeah.
Well, we all know lasers are real, Jeremiah. I gotta hand the win to Gloria. Plus that Thanksgiving shit was hilarious. Okay. Next up, could we please have Zach Jones? Okay, Gloria, do you want to go first or second? Second. Okay, Zach, your question is, if you could choose just one of Wolverine's powers, would you rather heal faster from virtually everything or have cool blades come out of your body at will?
Okay, so if I have cool blades coming out of my body at will, I'm going to fuck that up eventually, and I'm going to cut myself. At which point, I'm going to be like, hey, really should have gone with the one where I heal faster. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I want to heal, because you said I can recover any damage, so that includes emotional, which is the majority of the damage that I face in my life.
I really don't appreciate the smear campaign against cool blades. Sure, you might cut yourself. They'll literally cut you as they're leaving your body. But you know what? What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger and cuts your pizza for you. All right, cool blades forever. Thank you. No further questions.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's cool to cut your pizza. If you like blood-toppinged pizza, which, not a fan personally, but it's going to get old really quick when you just try to do anything. You're going to go to the bank and like try to sign a deposit slip and you're shredded up. Not cool, not fun.
Holy shit, you have money you can deposit? I didn't realize I was debating Bruce Wayne, everyone. No, it's... My opponent brings up a good point. It could become cumbersome, but what part of life isn't cumbersome? You might as well have six, maybe two, whatever amount of blades you feel like putting out there. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, I hand the win to Gloria Rose. Thank you for playing, Zach. Next up, could we please have Daniel McRobe?
Hey,
Gloria, do you want to go first or second? Okay. Your question is from Sarah Morgan. It says, would it have killed Lois Lane to have sex with Superman? But I think it's meant like, would it have, like, would it have killed her?
If any of you have read Superman, you know Lois Lane is a heartless bitch. So yeah, it would have killed her to show love and compassion for someone. Because that wasn't in her character profile. She did fuck Bruce Wayne, though. So yeah, she fucked his best friend. It would have killed her.
As a representative of the committee to improve Lois Lane's reputation, I have to say this entire question offends me on a guttural level. However, no, it would not have killed her to have sex with Superman, although statistically, probably. But I think the real answer is she didn't feel like it. She didn't die either way. Let's call that a win, everyone. Thank you. No further questions.
I think the real story here is, would the kryptonite condom have poisoned her? And I'd like to think so. She's great. She's really fine. Definitely, it would have killed her. He was a monster, and he was overpowered.
Why would Superman buy a kryptonite condom?
Keep him from coming quick.
It would also kill him. So I think what my opponent is saying is Superman would actually be the one who would have died from fucking Lois Lane. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, I'm going to hand the win to Gloria Rose. Next up, could we please have Ben Quick? Okay. Gloria, do you want to go first or second? Second? Okay. Your question is from Ted Pettingell. It says, if you were a superhero, would you rather be based on a Norse mythology like Thor, or be the original invention of a bondage pervert like Wonder Woman?
Jesus Christ. I would definitely rather be the original bondage pervert, all right? Because I don't want to be based off of some bullshit from thousands of years ago. That's not fun. I think we're dawning into a new age, all right? Where, first of all, being perverted is made more public, but maybe you're into weird shit. That's okay. And I would like to be the superhero that champions the cause that if you're into weird bondage shit, it's cool as long as it's consensual. I'd be a consensual superhero that would show up only if you asked me for. And then I would save your life. And in bondage. And then, yes. Thank you. And I will take farther questions, unlike my opponent.
What has been here since the beginning of time? The earth, that's right. Who was of the earth? The Norse gods. All right, I know what you're all thinking. Hey, Gloria, those gods are old. We got a new guy in town. He wears robes and no shoes. And I say, he has forsaken you. And I know that's like, I think that's part of that religion, but in this one, they don't forsake you. They bring the thunder. They bring the lightning. They bring you the days of the week. So let's not forget where we came from, everyone. The land of fire and ice. Thank you. No further questions.
A bonded superhero will be damn good superhero because what? They took who? She's tied up where? I'm on it. Thank you.
My opponent's not wrong. I know you're all surprised to hear that, but he is misguided. Because while we'll be tying people up, there's people up there looking out for us, and their name are Odin, Figa, Thor, Boulder, Loki, sometimes, not really. I think they got that part wrong in the comic. However, they will not leave you, and neither will the superheroes based off them. Thank you, no further
questions. Oh, boy, this is a tough one. Two good debates, yeah? Good sides, yeah? Look, I would ask them another question, but we only have one left. I did not prepare enough for this. Okay. I hand the way to Gloria Rose. I know. It was a great debate. Nice job, Ben. Next up and lastly tonight, could we please have last week's champion, Sean Rosa? All right, Sean, you're the returning champion. You get to choose whether you go first or second.
I'll go second.
Second, okay. Okay. Pretty straightforward question here. Would you rather go on a date with Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, or Princess Diana, a.k.a. Wonder Woman? Seems like an obvious side to take here on each one of these guys here.
I would rather go on a date with Princess Diana, even if it was the case where initially when he said that, I thought he meant, may her soul rest in peace, the queen. However, I would for sure not go with Bruce Wayne, because I have no interest in dating Mitt Romney. Thank you, no further questions.
Listen, I would rather go on a date with Bruce Wayne because, unlike Princess Diana, may she rest, if we get into a car crash, Batmobile, we're safe.
Have we forgotten where we came from? Princess Diana of the Amazons, coming to us from Themyscira, is a literal goddess. Do you want to go on a date with a goddess or a man whose parents died, which was very sad? I do feel bad about that. But he held that on to the point where he now calls himself a bat. Goddess all the way. Thank you.
Time. All right, Sean Rosa, you have 30 seconds.
You know what? Bruce Wayne's parents were killed. And he is out for vengeance. And that's the kind of commitment I'm looking for.
All right, I got to hand the win to Sean Rosa. The hero that you deserve, but he's the hero that you need right now. Sean, any last words?
No, why would I talk to any of these people?
Give it up for Gloria Rose, a hell of a run there. And thank you guys so much. That's our show for this evening.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey, Sean Carter here. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Yeah, please hit that subscribe button today so that you get each of the episodes as they come out. and we'd love to see it a live show. So come on down to Maggie's Lounge, December 1st at 7 p.m., 609 Washington Street in Quincy. We'll be talking about Hanukkah and Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And hey, get in there on iTunes, leave us a review, let us know what you thought of the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.